Whitney Boisvert of Boku Collective in Giroux-ville, thank you very much for joining us. You're part of the Amplify the North promotion that we are running here at River Country and Kixat Bend. Just asking a couple of questions, if I can, Whitney. First of all, how long has Boku been in business?
I actually just opened up this past July, so I've only been in business about 2 months, just over 2 months now.
How have things been going?
Things have been really great. Yeah, I've been seeing lots of familiar faces, having lots of people kind of drive in from other areas. And yeah, it's been really nice to see old friends and meet new people.
Talk a little bit about community-based initiatives here, Whitney. What is it that Boku Collective does for the community and the Giroux-ville area?
So right now, all of the things that I have in the store are from Canadian companies. I've tried to source as many things from local artists, local makers, local businesses as I could. I probably have about 60% Albertan companies, and I have lots of local makers right here in our Smoky River region and in our Peace River region. So it's nice to be able to showcase all of the talent that we have in our area. And it's nice to be able to put that all in one place, so when people are out for a drive or people are driving through Giroux-ville, they can stop in and see kind of what our area has to offer.
How has the feedback been from what you offer?
So far, really good. I've been trying to bring in a wide variety of products. I have some men's products, some kids' products, women's. I have food products, bath products. I've been trying to bring in a variety to have a little bit of something for everyone.
Whitney, in your mind, how important is it for you and for the people in the region to shop and think local?
I think right now more than ever, it's extremely important. With all restrictions and everything crazy happening right now, I think as much as we can do to support the people right in our area, in our province, in our country, is probably more important than ever. We need to build up our economy. We need to build up our neighbors and help out everyone as much as we can right now. And that's kind of my main goal with the store, is to be able to showcase and help and bring people together in our area and kind of build a sense of community.
How bright is the future for both you and Boku Collective?
I think so far it's extremely bright. I have a pretty versatile business, so I can kind of expand and go in different directions. So far it's been extremely simple to source products, which has been great. We just have so many local talents. So I think there's not going to ever be a shortage of people that have the talent to make these items, and I hope that I can keep showing them off and bringing people in to see kind of what I have to offer.
Whitney, I wish you all the best for yourself and for the business of Boku Collective as part of the Amplify the North promotion that we're doing here at the radio station. Whitney, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.